Two Spirit Celebration and Indigenous LGBTQQIA+ Awareness Day is March 19. The celebration is aligned with the spring equinox when there is a balance between night and day. The celebration is an initiative of the Community-Based Research Center, CBRC. This year, the event is growing beyond Vancouver with celebrations planned for Edmonton, Saskatoon, Toronto, and Sault Ste. Marie, Ont. CBRC is a non-profit charitable organization that promotes the health of people of diverse sexualities and genders through research, networking, knowledge exchanges and leadership development. The theme for Two Spirit Day this year is, Bringing Sexuality Back into Our Medicine Wheel. The Two Spirit team at CBRC has been exploring what this means through the Medicine Bundle program, which provides sexual health supplies and Indigenous medicines to thousands of Indigenous two-spirited people. Lane Bonnerts is Blackfoot of the Piikani Nation. He's the team lead of the Two Spirit program at CBRC, which is part of a resurgence of two-spirit people across Turtle Island, he said. Bonnerts's role focuses on education and resource development, creating accessible tools and opportunities to learn about sexual health in ways that center Indigenous identities, cultures and realities. Sexual health is a part of our physical health, Bonnerts explained. They are not separate from one another. What does that mean within the broader understanding of the medicine wheel? Knowing our bodies, communicating our needs, and being aware of what's available to protect and care for our sexual health as part of maintaining that balance we all strive for, he said. One of the Two Spirit program's current campaigns is to help move sacredness back into sex with the aim of reducing stigma around sexuality, HIV and sexual health. Pleasure, relationships, consent, choice, all of these things contribute to the emotional, mental, and spiritual. It's all connected, said Bonnerts. He said the impact of colonization and Christianity has limited dialogue around these topics within Indigenous communities, preventing the sharing of information that could improve uptake of testing for HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases, treatment, and prevention. Our intention is to start the conversation many are nervous to have in the hopes of improving the health of our nations and communities. The Two Spirit Day event was born from the guidance of elders, Bonnerts said. We received kind, yet firm, encouragement from many of the elders and community members we're in relation with to advocate for Two Spirit Celebration and Awareness Day and the recognition of Two Spirit people, he said. Two Spirit is a distinction, said Bonnerts. A way of expressing that, as Indigenous people, we have had our own understandings of gender and sexuality long before any influence or movement. It's also a gathering term. It can refer to sexual orientation, gender identity, neither, or both, he explained. It is the recognition of the multitude of identities, teachings, and ways of living that are true to us, our ancestors, and cultures as Indigenous people since time immemorial. Two Spirit people held very important, often sacred, roles serving their communities. Bonnerts said Two Spirit people were respected for their abilities to see multiple perspectives, assume the responsibilities of bodies unlike their own, mediate conflict, and more. Being able to connect over the truth within differences of who we are as Two Spirit people is a return to culture and a way of healing this part of who we are that colonialism tried to erase. Medicine. The CBRC website explains the medicine bundle concept and how it is applied to their sexual health kits. Medicine bundle contents hold personal significance. Each is sacred to the carrier. It contains items that support you in your personal journey and development, the CBRC website reads. The CBRC medicine bundle includes sage, sweetgrass, tobacco, cedar, and Labrador tea. Weaving in Western medicine, the bundle also includes an HIV self-test kit and sexual health supplies and information. The purpose of this bundle is to bring the sacredness back into sex and give you access to a holistic approach to your sexual health needs, the website says. See Medicine Bundle Program link above to order. It was important to hold our traditional ways of healing and care as equally beneficial in responding to the totality of our needs, said Bonnertz. Accessing healthcare has not always felt safe for Indigenous people, and the emphasis on physical health alone can feel cold and isolating. We are often only addressing the symptoms and not the other external factors that cause those symptoms to begin with. CBRC creates resources that include traditional medicines that nurture the mental, emotional, and spiritual parts of our overall well-being, Bonnertz said. The types of sex people have are vast and varied, as are the teachings and uses of traditional medicines across Turtle Island, he explained. Valued and affirmed. Joining the Two-Spirit program was the first time my indigeneity, my sexuality, my learned and lived experience were valued and affirmed, said Bonnertz. As he grew to understand and define who he was, the need to give back grew. I knew that I wanted to dedicate my efforts to improving the lives of the 2SLGBTQ+ community, Bonnertz said. I understand Two-Spirit from the outside in what role do I fulfill in my community and what responsibilities do I have to the collective. Who am I to my mother, my family, my friends? I am a caregiver, an educator, and someone who strives for balance and tries to live my life in a very gentle way, he said. Bonnertz set a path by asking himself, in what ways are my differences valued, uplifted, and positively contribute to the lives of those around me? Two-Spirit encapsulates so much more than how I see myself or who I may be attracted to. It speaks to the unique place in which myself and many Two-Spirit people find themselves in relation to others. Welcoming Two-Spirit people back into our circles. Windspeaker asked Bonnertz about Two-Spirit dancers sometimes being excluded from ceremonial spaces and some powwows. The ongoing exclusion, explained Bonnertz, has left many feeling removed or isolated from their nations or communities. Loving and welcoming Two-Spirit people back into our circles is a part of undoing the impact of colonialism as we become closer to the lives of our ancestors, he said. If we encourage and give Two-Spirit people the freedom to be who they are meant to be, they will naturally grow into the roles they were born to fulfill. As a group, we become whole. Bonnertz has seen attitudes changing in his home community. He has witnessed Two-Spirit people dancing in the regalia and in styles that speak to their spirit, not the body they were born into. These moments of celebration are a homecoming. It's where we find one another so we will never feel alone again. He encourages people to see the 2SLGBTQQIA+ folks in their life with warmth, acceptance, and a willingness to let them discover and determine who they are. I have hope that things are getting better, but we still have a long way to go. Until then, Two-Spirit Celebration and Awareness Day, as well as powwows and ceremonies led by Two-Spirit people, welcome all in the same way we hope to be welcomed back into spaces where we may have felt we don't belong, said Bonnertz. Marking the beginning of spring, a season of renewal and rejuvenation, this celebration really speaks to the power Two-Spirit people have in evoking positive change within their communities. Vancouver, March 19 at 1138 Davie Street, The Junction, starting at 1 p.m. opening ceremony with Coast Salish elders and knowledge keepers. Edmonton, March 19 Chu Project Outpost at 7103 105th Street NW. Doors open at 4 p.m. opening prayer, guest speakers, flag raising, performances, snacks and refreshments provided. Toronto, March 19 at 2126 Danforth Avenue from 12 noon to 4 p.m. for a community day filled with food, drumming, bingo, laughter and medicine. Thursday, March 21 with Two-Spirited people of the First Nations. Celebration at Evergreen Brickworks 550 Bayview Avenue from noon to 4 p.m. starting with a sacred fire with lunch to follow. Pipe ceremony, 2 p.m., and a feasting ceremony for sacred items, 3 p.m. Register. 2 Soshkabuas Up Down Arrow Two Spirits. Org Saskatoon. March 19 at Chokecherry Studios, 201 Avenue B North at 9 a.m. Pipe Ceremony with Two-Spirit Alliance of Saskatchewan, Two Spirits in Motion Society, and J Dreamers. March 20, flag raising at City Hall, 222 3rd Avenue North at 10 a.m. Community Feast and Giveaway at Chokecherry Studios, 201 Avenue B North A, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sault Ste. Marie, Bawating. Monday, March 20, 3:30 p.m. Flag Raising Ceremony and Proclamation, Sault Ste. Marie Civic Center. Tuesday, March 21 at 9 a.m. Half Day 2 Spirit and Indigenous LGBTQ Plus Workshop, Thunderbird Room, Rankin Arena. Friday, March 24, 8 p.m. Pride Night and 2 Spirit Drag Show, The Moose Lodge, Event Link. https://fb.me/e/2nbmvtinsu Lookout. March 18 at 10:45 a.m. Flag Raising in Lac Seul First Nation at the Bridge to the Community. For more information and registration for the week's events, EverSic. Indigenous Performing Arts and Entertainment. March 19 at 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. 2 Spirit Diversity in the Workplace, Workshop. Frenchman's Head. Choose Life Complex, Lac Seul. March 23, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Dinner and Drag Show, 7:15 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. Show Event Address, Frenchman's Head. Choose Life Complex, Lac Seul. By Odette Auger, Local Journalism Initiative Reporter, Windspeaker.com.